Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're tackling a really specific challenge that a lot of people face. Finding the perfect mattress if you happen to sleep on your stomach.
Yeah, it sounds simple, but it's actually kind of tricky. We've got some great source material here, detailed guides, reviews that really break down why it's tough, and importantly, how your mattress choice is, well, crucial.
Absolutely. So our goal today is to dive into these sources, pull out the, you know, the most important stuff for you. We want you to understand what makes a mattress work for stomach sleeping, and then we'll look at some specific mattresses the sources mention.
Because waking up sore is just not the goal.
Not at all. And the main problem, as the sources point out pretty clearly, it really comes down to gravity, doesn't it?
It does. When you lie on your stomach, your middle section, your hips and belly, that's usually the heaviest part. And if the mattress doesn't push back enough,
it just sinks down.
Exactly. And that sinking pulls your spine right out of its natural alignment, especially that lower back curve.
Right. And that's where all the problems start, according to the sources, like the back pain, the stiffness in the morning.
Precisely. That misalignment is the root cause. Waking up feeling stiff, unrested, maybe even long-term discomfort.
Mm.
The mattress has to actively fight that sinking to keep your spine, you know, relatively straight.
Okay, so preventing that dip in the middle is job number one. What do the sources say are the key things to look for in a mattress to achieve that?
Well, the number one thing, absolutely top of the list, is support. The mattress has to be strong enough, supportive enough to keep those hips and your torso basically level with the rest of your body.
And support is really closely linked to firmness, I imagine?
Directly, yeah. The sources are pretty much unanimous on this. Medium firm to firm is generally where you want to be.
Because a soft mattress would just let you sink.
Totally. Too soft. And you're right back to that misalignment problem. You need that resistance from a firmer surface. Now, you know, ultra firm might be too much like sleeping on a board for some people, but definitely firmer than what, say, a side sleeper would choose.
So firm support, and the whole point is maintaining proper spinal alignment, keeping things neutral, basically.
That's the ultimate goal. And something else the sources really emphasize is your weight. It makes a big difference.
How so?
Well, someone heavier is naturally going to sink in more on the same mattress compared to someone lighter. So a heavier stomach sleeper, say over 200, 230 pounds, might need an even firmer mattress to get that same level of no-sink support.
Ah, okay. That's a really practical point. What about the materials, like memory foam versus hybrid? Do the sources lean one way?
They talk about how different types can work. Like, firm memory foam is an option, but it has to be dense enough, supportive enough, not the squishy kind.
Right, not the kind you vanish into.
Exactly. Hybrids get mentioned a lot, and they often seem like a good fit. They combine the supportive coils that push back you need with comfort layers on top, maybe foam or latex.
So you get the firmness from the coils, but still a bit of cushioning.
Yeah, without sinking too deep. Latex on its own, or traditional inner spring mattresses, can also work. Often as part of a hybrid, because they tend to be supportive and often breathe well, too.
Oh, yeah, breathability. That's another point the sources bring up, right? Stomach sleepers might get hotter.
It makes sense. You've got more of your body pressed into the mattress, potentially trapping heat. So, yeah, things like cooling covers, gel infusions in the foam, or just the natural airflow you get with coils in a hybrid. Those can make a real difference for comfort.
Good point. And lastly, the sources mention things like trustworthiness and quality. What's that about?
Well, buying a mattress is a pretty big purchase, right? Mm-hmm. You want it to last and be safe. So look for things like decent trial periods. You really have to sleep on it at home, in your position, to know if it works.
Makes sense. You can't tell just lying on it for 5 minutes in a store.
Not really. And good warranties suggest the company believes it'll hold up, maintain that support. Certifications like CertiPure US or GreenGuard Gold tell you the materials meet certain health standards, like low chemical emissions. And being fiberglass free is another plus some sources mention.
Okay, that gives us a really solid framework of what to look for. But the sources also dive into specific mattress models they think do a good job. Should we look at some of those?
Yeah, let's do it. One that pops up frequently, even called Best Mattress for Stomach Sleepers by Forbes, vetted in one source, is the Helix Dawn.
Helix Dawn. Okay, what's the story there? How's it described?
It's a firm hybrid, so foam and coils. The sources put it at about 11.5 inches thick and rate it as definitely firm, like an 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10. Okay, so that fits right into that firm category we need. What's inside that makes it work for stomach sleepers?
They mentioned specific foams, like Helix Responsive Foam and Dynamic Foam, that are designed to be resilient. plus up to 1,000 wrapped coils for that core support. There's also a dense foam base. The whole structure is aimed at keeping your hips lifted, promoting that spinal alignment.
So really designed to counteract that sinking.
Exactly. The sources say it directly targets the back pain and stiffness that stomach sleepers often complain about.
And who do they say this mattress is best for?
Primarily back and stomach sleepers, particularly if you're maybe over 150 pounds and really need that strong support. Also good if you have existing back pain, or if you tend to sleep hot, they mention an optional cooling cover.
Okay, and who might not like it?
Definitely side sleepers. They need more give for their shoulders and hips.
Yeah.
And probably lighter individuals, say under 150 pounds, might just find it too hard, too rigid, regardless of position. If you love that super plush, sinking in memory foam feel, this isn't going to be it.
Got it. Firm, supportive, good for heavier stomach sleepers. What's next on the list?
Okay, next up is the Plank Firm Lux. This one gets called out as best firm mattress for stomach sleepers. And it has a pretty interesting twist.
Oh, what's that?
It's flippable. And it's also a hybrid. It's thicker, about 13.25 inches. One side is rated firm, 7/10. And if you flip it over, the other side is extra firm, 9/10.
Wow, a 7 and a 9 in one mattress. That's intense.
It really is. One source even mentioned a rating calling the extra firm side a 10 out of 10, suggesting it might be about the firmest thing you can buy easily.
Okay, so they're serious about firm. What provides that rock solid feel?
It's got a core of 6-inch coils, ascension firm coils they call them, plus layers of high density support foam. They even say the design was inspired by Japanese tatami mats, aiming for that flat, ultra supportive surface.
Interesting. And does it have any endorsements?
Yeah, the source mentions it's actually backed by the American Chiropractic Association, the ACA, for reducing spinal stress. That's a pretty strong point in its favor for alignment.
Definitely. So who is this ultra firm, potentially flippable mattress best for?
This is really aimed squarely at back and stomach sleepers who need or just prefer exceptionally firm support. Also could be good for heavier folks needing maximum lift, or hot sleepers if they get the optional cooling cover. And maybe budget shoppers looking for serious firmness for back pain relief.
And who should probably run the other way?
Yeah. Side sleepers, almost certainly. Way too hard for pressure points. Probably also lighter individuals who just won't compress it enough to feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And anyone who likes even a little bit of softness or contouring.
Makes sense. The flippability is cool, but it sounds like both sides are definitely on the very firm end. Any downsides mentioned?
Well, besides being too firm for many, the source notes there might be a bit of that new mattress smell off-gassing for a day or two. But the edge support is apparently quite good.
Okay, let's shift gears a bit. The sources also mention an all-foam option, the Bear Original, called Best Memory Foam Mattress for Stomach Sleepers, and good value.
Yeah, this one's different. It's all foam, no coils, it's a bit thinner, 10 inches, and rated medium firm, 7 out of 10.
A 7 out of 10, so still in that firm range, but achieved with just foam. How does that work for stomach sleepers, avoiding the sinking issue?
The key seems to be the layering. The source describes three layers. A cooling gel memory foam on top, then a layer called Bear Dynamic Foam, and crucially, a high-density support foam base. That base layer provides the firmness needed to prevent too much sinkage, while the upper layers offer pressure relief.
So the density of the base foam is doing the heavy lifting?
Seems like it. Plus, the gel foam helps with a potential heat issue you can sometimes get with all foam beds. The source has mentioned it has tons of positive reviews and awards, suggesting it balances its support and comfort well for many.
Who's the target audience for this one, according to the sources?
It seems best for stomach sleepers who actually prefer the feel of memory foam, but still need that firm, pressure-relieving support. Also highlighted as a great value buy, maybe for kids' rooms, single sleepers, or anyone with lower back pain looking for good support without breaking the bank. They even say it can work for some side and back sleepers, too.
Interesting. Who might need more than this all-foam mattress can offer?
The sources caution that heavy stomach sleepers, say over 250 pounds, might find it doesn't have quite enough reinforced support compared to a hybrid. They might still sink too much. And obviously, if you want a super soft feel or a really bouncy mattress, foam isn't usually the way to go.
What about pros and cons?
Pros are definitely the value, the stable support from that base foam, good pressure relief, and the cooling features. The main cons mentioned are that the edge support might not be as robust as a hybrid, and some side sleepers might still find it a bit too firm. It's also noted as having safety certifications and being made in the USA.
Okay, good overview. Let's look at another hybrid, the Brooklyn Bedding Signature Hybrid. This one is labeled Best Value Mattress for Stomach Sleepers.
Right. Another one focused on value. It's a hybrid, about 12.25 inches thick. And this one comes in three firmness levels. Soft, a 3, medium, a 5, and firm, a 7. For stomach sleepers, the sources are clearly pointing towards that firm 710 option.
Sticking with that 710 firmness level again, how does it deliver that support?
It's a pretty standard hybrid construction, really. Multiple foam layers. They mention Supreme Response Comfort Foam and Veriflex Transition Foam over a core of up to 760 individually wrapped coils, plus a base foam layer. It also has a quilted top cover designed for moisture wicking, and again, an optional cooling cover is mentioned.
So how does it achieve the value aspect while still being good for stomach sleepers?
The sources suggest the firm version hits that sweet spot of comfort and stability. The coils prevent the hips from sinking too much, keeping the spine aligned, while the foam offers some cushioning. It gets praise for being affordable yet high quality, partly because Brooklyn Bedding sells directly to consumers. It's even got nods from places like Wired recommends.
Who's the ideal customer for the firm version of this one?
Stomach sleepers who need that firm 710 support, but are definitely watching their budget.
Yeah.
Also suggested for hot sleepers, especially if they add the cooling cover. Potentially couples if one likes a 710 firmness, and people who sit or sleep near the edge, as it apparently has good edge-to-edge support.
And who might want to look elsewhere.
If you need something softer than a 7 or significantly firmer, this specific model might not hit the mark. Also, if you want that deep, huggy contouring feel, this probably isn't the sinkage is described as minimal.
Pros and cons summary.
Pros are the choice of 3 firmness levels, though only the firm is recommended here for stomach sleepers, good edge support, and the value price. Cons are mainly that your perfect firmness might not be exactly a 3, 5, or 7, and it doesn't offer deep contouring. The source also mentions a potential return fee, which is worth noting.
All right, one more that the sources highlight. The DLX Premier Hybrid. This one's called the best hybrid mattress for stomach sleepers.
Yeah, this sounds like a more premium option. It's a high-performance hybrid, quite tall at 14 inches. Like the Brooklyn Bedding, it offers 3 firmness levels. Soft 410, medium 610, and firm 810. So for stomach sleepers, we're looking at that firm 810 again.
An 810, okay. 14 inches tall definitely sounds substantial. What are the standout features here?
Customization seems key. You can even get a split firmness comp layer, meaning one side of the bed can be different from the other, great for couples with different needs. It uses a mix of breathable fabrics and various foams like Loft Adapt and Fusion Balance foams over an advanced coil system offered in 6 or 8 inch versions. Lots of layers with specific names mentioned in the sources.
With all that going on, how does it cater to stomach sleepers specifically?
The sources emphasize its balance of support, comfort, and adaptability. That robust hybrid structure, especially in the firm 810 version, is designed to keep the spine aligned and prevent the hips from sinking. It's also noted as being good for combination sleepers because it adapts well, and good for couples due to motion isolation and that split firmness option. It apparently got a Best Mattress of 2023 award from the Sleep Doctor, and the sources highlight high-quality materials and even a lifetime warranty.
Who does the source suggest would benefit most from this one?
Stomach sleepers who need that firm 810 support, but also want pressure relief and good cooling. Also, combination sleepers, couples with different preferences, thanks to the split option, and basically anyone looking for a high-quality, customizable mattress and willing to pay a bit more, and the potential drawbacks.
Well, if you need something extremely firm or extremely soft, this might not be it. Other DLX models are suggested for those cases. The source mentions some light sleepers might still notice a bit of motion transfer from the coils despite the motion isolation features, and the big one. It's positioned as expensive, so definitely not a budget pick.
So pros are the customization, firmness levels, split option, good edge support. Cons are the higher price point and, like the Brooklyn, being limited to those specific firmness ratings for 6 or 8.
It's really interesting seeing the different approaches. Hybrids seem very popular for stomach sleepers in these sources.
Yeah, that combination of coil support and foam comfort comes up again and again. But you also see the firm all-foam option and the ultra-firm flippable one. It shows there are different ways to solve that core problem of keeping the hips lifted and the spine aligned.
It really highlights that there isn't one single best mattress, even for a specific sleep position. It depends so much on the individual.
Exactly. That firm support is the common thread, the non-negotiable part. But beyond that, your weight, whether you sleep hot, your budget, if you share the bed, all those factors play a huge role in which specific mattress is actually your best choice.
Okay, so let's try to synthesize this. Based on everything we've pulled from these sources, if you're listening and you sleep on your stomach, what are the absolute key takeaways? The things you have to remember when shopping?
Number one, firmness is critical. Don't shy away from medium firm or firm ratings. That's what prevents the harmful sinkage.
And that firmness needs to provide real support, especially under your hips and midsection. That's the goal, keeping things level.
Consider hybrids, or really dense, supportive memory foams. Those types seem best equipped, according to the sources, to deliver that necessary structure.
Don't forget to factor in your own weight. Heavier folks generally need even firmer options. And think about other issues like if you have back pain already, or if you overheat easily. Look for features that address those specifically.
And finally, don't underestimate the importance of trial periods and warranties.
Yeah.
You need time to actually sleep on the mattress at home to know if it works for you in your position. And a good warranty protects that investment.
You know, thinking about all the negative consequences the sources mentioned, the pain, the poor sleep, the stiffness, it really frames this differently.
It really does. It makes you realize that choosing the right mattress, especially for a potentially problematic position like stomach sleeping, it isn't just about comfort in the moment. It's genuinely an investment in your long-term physical health.
Yeah, that structure supporting you correctly all night, it sets the stage for how you feel and function the entire next day. It's foundational.
Absolutely. Getting that support right can literally be the foundation for better days ahead. Definitely something to think about as you weigh these options.